you can get to the point where you start to question, is it worth it to keep enduring and enduring and enduring? And I would have to say, yes, it is.
As Nicole Horn looks back at her career in organic and biochemistry, she remembers feeling different from others in her classes. And despite fostering genuine connections with her peers, she saw her fair share of uphill battles, calling herself, quote, a double minority as a Black woman in STEM.
There were those day-to-day microaggressions. And that's kind of like the buzzword today. It might be in the way that you're looked at when you enter a room, you know, what people thought they were going to see.
Horn, now a graduate assistant at Grand Valley State University, says she wants to help a new generation of underrepresented students find their way through the field.
Pull the veneer off and say, hey, we've trekked through that. Let us now show you how to not just be successful academically and professionally, but now the other hard work that for a lot of years people were ashamed to talk about.
She's working as a guide through the Health Career Pipeline program at GVSU and Western Michigan University, where she'll be a resource for 9th and 10th grade high school students in West Michigan. The program runs for 7 weeks and will be centered on health career exploration, college readiness, and leadership development, with the goal of increasing diversity within Michigan's healthcare professionals. I'm Kylie Ambu.
Support for Mutually Inclusive comes from the W.K. Kellogg Foundation.